keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. A Hays police officer was killed in the line of duty over the weekend. The Hays Police Department said the officer went to a home in East Hays just before midnight Saturday night because a woman reported that she escaped a domestic violence incident. A single shot was fired from inside of the home that they responded to and hit a Hays police officer. The officer was taken to a nearby hospital but died around their injuries. The suspect was identified as 34-year-old Zane Wickham. Wickham was later found dead in the residence from what is believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No law enforcement officers fired shots during this incident. The identity of the fallen officer has yet to be released. KBI says this investigation is still ongoing.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
After spending years in foster care, Lexi worried that she and her brother were too old to be adopted. Thankfully, the siblings were adopted, with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I love teenagers. To see how brave Lexi was and how she opened herself up to being in a family, all of a sudden, she's holding my hand and calling me Mom. It was really special.
Every child, no matter their age, deserves to grow up in a safe, permanent home.
Children at every age experience challenges. Teenagers are more complex than young children, but in the best ways.
You're never too old for family. Learn how you can help children still waiting to be adopted from foster care at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Don't let the flu get you. The Mitchell County Health Department is hosting flu shot clinics in Hunter on Friday, October 3rd from 10:30 to 11 at the cafe and in Tifton from 12 to 1:30 at the community center. They'll also be in Cocker City on Thursday, October 9th from 9:45 to 10:30 and the Mitchell County Hospital Ladies Night event on October 15th. Don't forget to bring your insurance card and paperwork can even be emailed ahead of time. Businesses, if you'd like the health department to come to your location and give flu shots for your employees, just give them a call to set it up. Protect yourself this season. Get your flu shot.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 84. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently 81.
Congratulations, you just met a deer with your bumper. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us and the rest of us and pretty much everybody in Kansas. When Bambi body slams your ride, call DeVore Auto Body and Collision. Their 24-hour record service is always on call. Just dial 534-1982. Yep, even at 2 a.m. when the deer are apparently hosting a dance party on Highway 24. Save the number, 534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, fixing deer disasters one fender at a time.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals took 2 out of 3 in the final weekend of the season, losing Friday night 4-3 as Noah Cameron finished off his rookie season, going 4 2/3 innings, giving up 4 hits, 3 runs, while walking 4 and striking out 6 to finish with a 2.99 ERA. Jonathan India hit a 3-run homer in the third. It was his 9th of the season. Luander Avila gave up the walk-off double in the 9th. In Saturday night's 4-2 victory, Michael Wacha went 6 innings, giving up just 2 hits, 3 walks, while striking out 5. The bullpen combined for the final 3 innings to give up 4 hits, 1 run, while striking out 2, as they scored 4 runs on 8 hits. And in the season finale Sunday, they won 9-2 as Mike Yastrzemski hit 2 homers. Carter Jensen added his 3rd of the season. Cole Reagans would ultimately go 4 1/3, giving up 2 hits, 1 walk, while striking out 8. Daniel Lynch, the 4th, was credited with the win. The Royals finished the disappointing season 82-80. Bobby Witt Jr. finished the season as the MLB hits leader with 184 and closer Carlos Estevez finished as the saves leader in the MLB with 42. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey guys, it's Lydia here with Rex at North Central Air in Downs, Kansas. And Rex is going to tell us what's new at North Central Air.
Yeah, we have a lot of new items, electric and gas. The gas units right now are the hot items. Everybody's wanting them and we have them all. We got a new one that's 37 CFM. It's a twin tank, 150 PSI, and it's got a 13 horse Honda and a 3-cylinder pump. And that's one they'd sure want to take a look at.
That sounds great, Rex. And how did they get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call me at 785-454-3409.
That's 454-3409, North Central Air in Downs, Kansas.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Week four of high school football included the first district action. There were many surprises in the state, including the Katy Country 94.1 game of the week. St. John Beloit Tipton beat Osborne 58-24, and Phillipsburg came into Matus Family Sports Complex and knocked off Beloit 40-28. In other scores, Clay Center beat Chapman 44-8, Sylvan Lucas beat Rock Hills 58-6, Lincoln topped Washington County 56-6, Lynn got Thunder Ridge 36-30, Smith Center beat Plainville 34-16, and Pike Valley knocked off Waverly in a non-district game 28-20. The Lady Red of Smith Center improved to 10-7 on the year. Lily Highland, a senior libero, recently got her 1,000th dig for the Lady Red. The Lady Red finished second in the always-tough Hoisington tournament, beating Otis Bison and St. John 2-0 in pool play, then beating Phillipsburg 2-1 in pool play, then defeating Central Plains 2-1 in the semifinal before losing to Hoisington 2-0 in the final. Osborne improved to 13-9, winning their own invitational on Saturday. The Lady Dogs played great volleyball, beating St. John's Tipton 25-16, 25-10, then Lakeside 25-15, 25-10. Then the Lady Dogs beat Sylvan Lucas 25-18, 25-18 before finishing off Logan Palco for the championship 25-22, 25-13. In other Osborne Invitational scores, St. John's Tipton volleyball moved to 17-7, going 3-1 in the Osborne Invitational. They beat Lakeside Osborne and Logan Palco 2-0, or beat Lakeside and Logan Palco 2-0 before losing to Osborne 2-0. Sylvan Lucas, they won 2-0. Lakeside 7-10 on the year now. They lost to St. John's Beloit Tipton 2-0, lost to Osborne 2-0, beat Logan Palco 2-0, and then lost to Sylvan Lucas 2-0. Sylvan Lucas improved to 15-7 on the year. In the Osborne Invitational, they defeated Lakeside and Logan Palco 2-0 and 2-1, and then lost to Beloit St. John's Tipton 2-0 and Osborne 2-0.
Don't let the flu get you. The Mitchell County Health Department is hosting flu shot clinics in Hunter on Friday, October 3rd from 10:30 to 11 at the cafe, and in Tipton from 12 to 1:30 at the community center. They'll also be in Cocker City on Thursday, October 9th from 9:45 to 10:30, and the Mitchell County Hospital Ladies Night event on October 15th. Don't forget to bring your insurance card, and paperwork can even be emailed ahead of time. Businesses, if you'd like the health department to come to your location and give flu shots for your employees, just give them a call to set it up. Protect yourself this season. Get your flu shot.